Sports Central. US Sports.
Just 2 days away from Super Bowl 50. And what a Monday morning it's going to be. About 10:30 our time it starts. And it does seem like it goes forever, but it doesn't really. It's only 4 hours all up from go to woe, and that includes the entertainment. Dave Smith, the sports god, joins me to talk about it. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, what's up?
Only 2 days away from Super Bowl 50 in beautiful San Francisco, Santa Clara, I think it is. What's the build-up been? What's everyone talking about for Super Bowl 50?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. People are talking about whether this is going to be Peyton Manning's last game. And I think the sentiment is, Kevin, that they want Peyton to go out a winner at 39 years old, and somehow pull off the upset. And the Broncos are 6-point underdogs right now. But to pull off the upset and send Peyton off into retirement a winner, because obviously he's not what he once was, and he's been suffering from injuries. But this would be a fantastic story if they could win. And I think certainly if they win, he will retire. He hasn't said yet, and who knows, if they lose, he might try to come back and play another year. But what a great story it would be to send him off with a Super Bowl championship thing.
Is it clouded a little by this story that's been seemingly hanging around for a little while, for most of this season, about him and the human growth hormone?
No, not really, because, that Al Jazeera story came out about a month or so ago, and it was some pretty shaky reporting. And now Al Jazeera has filed bankruptcy, and they've gone out of business in America, because they're getting ready for the potential lawsuits coming from Peyton Manning and other players. And now it turns out that Peyton, his lawyers hired a couple of private investigators who went down and spoke with Charles Sly, who was the guy who gave the Al Jazeera interview when he didn't know he was being taped, and made some accusations about Peyton's wife getting shipments of HGH. It seems like some pretty shoddy reporting, but I think what we need to know now, though, is did the Peyton Manning private investigators lean on this guy and try to get him to change the story? Because Peyton's camp got word of this before it was released by Al Jazeera, and that's when Peyton's lawyer sent the private investigators down to talk to this guy. So who knows how convincing they were.
Yeah. Just a quick update from the cricket. Just another wicket has just fallen. New Zealand, Nichols is out, caught by Wade. I'll get you the details of that shortly. 1:15 here on Saturday Sports Central. Speaking to Dave Smith, the sports god. You can follow him at Dave Sports God and hear him, of course, online at NBC Sports Radio. The other side of the coin, obviously, apart from the Broncos, is the Panthers. And Cam Newton, he's obviously loving this enormous stage that he's about to perform on Monday.
Absolutely. And I will say this, Kevin. If the Panthers win on Sunday and Cam plays a good game and he's the MVP of the Super Bowl, this may, and I know this is a big statement to say with all the great players who played in the NFL, this might go down as the greatest season anybody's ever had in the history of the NFL, what he's done. He doesn't have a good crop of receivers. The running backs are average. The defense is very good. But what he's done with this Carolina Panthers team, they had a losing record last year, Kevin. I can't think of anybody who would have ever had a better season or accomplished more. They'll have wound up 18-1 Super Bowl champions. He'll be the MVP of the league. It will be one of the all-time great seasons in the history of the NFL.
And, in fact, the biggest weapon he's got is himself.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's become a nightmare, Kev, because in the past, you could beat the Panthers by turning him into a drop-back quarterback because he didn't throw accurately. He made bad decisions back there. He was a great athlete. He could run fast, super athlete at 6'5" and 250 pounds, and he had a great arm. He can throw it from one goal line to the other. But if you contained him and kept him in the pocket, he didn't throw accurately and he made poor decisions. But he's obviously done his homework now, and he's done his film study, because he has become an elite drop-back quarterback now. So now you got big problems, because he can beat you with his arm and his legs.
Yeah.
And he's making good decisions. And, he used to, if the first guy wasn't open, Kevin, he'd take off and run. Now he sits back there and goes through his progressions, 1, 2, 3, and he finds the right guy. And that's something he wasn't doing before this year.
So how do you turn that around when you've got all those things that you talk about him not having up until this season, and all of a sudden it just all falls into place?
I think it's maturity and it's film study and it's hard work on his part, because he's still a young guy in his mid-20s, and I think it just finally dawned on him that he wasn't working hard enough in the film room and he was relying on his natural ability. And he's obviously been watching hours and hours of film and working with his coaches and doing a lot of study and prep work that he wasn't doing before. He was relying on his natural gifts. And Now, like I said, he's become an excellent drop-back passer, which makes him double trouble. I compared him to Steph Curry the other day on my show. He's kind of the Steph Curry of the NFL now, where Steph can beat you off the dribble, he can beat you passing to his teammates, he can beat you going to the basket, and he's the best shooter in the NBA. Unstoppable.
Yep. It's an amazing story. Manning, how? I mean, Manning doesn't throw a lot these days because his arms, I guess you'd have to say, pretty much shot. How influential, I've heard him described as a game manager now more than a sort of, you know, elite quarterback.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he is now. He's not going to win games by himself anymore, which means the Broncos are going to have to get a good running game going, Kevin, to keep those Carolina defensive players off of him, because they have a good defense. And if you look at the way Seattle played Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and that was when Peyton was much better than he is now, but still the arm strength wasn't quite what it was when he was younger. Well, they took the middle of the field away from him, and they just dared him. We don't think you can throw the ball deep anymore. You can't beat us throwing those 40-yard out patterns. And they jammed the receivers at the line of scrimmage, and they took all the short stuff away, and they beat them 43-8. So I think we're going to see a lot of that from the Carolina defense on Sunday, which means Denver has to be able to run the ball effectively to keep the pressure off Peyton Manning, because if they get behind and they can't run the ball, this is going to get really ugly on Sunday.
Yeah, they have the ability to score big. What do you see the final result being, Dave?
I think it's going to be a pretty comfortable victory for the Carolina Panthers. Now, granted, Denver's defense is a lot better than it was 2 years ago, and I'm sure their strategy is going to be, yeah, Cam Newton's a much better passer than he used to be, but we're going to take our chances with him beating us with his arm instead of his legs. So, but I think it's going to be, oh, boy, probably, I'd say 31-17, 31-14, something along those lines for Carolina.
Yeah, it's going to be comfortable from your point of view. Hey, what's going on with Johnny Manziel in America? A much talked about young man who's obviously got his problems.
Yeah, this is a strange story that came out from last week. Yeah, there was an issue where his girlfriend or his ex-girlfriend called the police and said she was worried about his safety, that he might try and kill himself. So they got the helicopters out and looked for him. And then the police said the case was closed and there's going to be no further investigation, and it was done, even though in the police report she said that he hit her several times and that there was domestic violence and that he was on drugs. So it was strange to me, and everybody was questioning, why would the police department close the case and say there was no further investigation? But then today they reversed themselves. Now they said they're opening a criminal investigation of Johnny Manziel for domestic violence and battery. So I think some public pressure on the Dallas Police Department got them to change their minds here. Now the big question is, will Johnny ever play in the NFL again? And I think for him to do that, he's only 23, so he's going to have to go to rehab, which he's refusing to do right now, and do the whole, saying I'm sorry reconciliation thing and do the rehab thing if he ever wants to get another chance.
Oh, gee whiz. It's a pity because he looked to be a talented young man. Dave, enjoy the Super Bowl. Let's hope it's closer than you think it's going to be, but let's hope it's a good spectacle.
And I'm going against all conventional gambling wisdom here, because the public's all over Carolina, and when the public's on one side, you're always supposed to go the other way. So I'm breaking every rational rule of gambling here.
Good on you, Dave.